10 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get started.
Check. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we have so much to be thankful for this morning. Lord, I ask you to give our County Commissioner of Court wisdom to make wise decisions for our county. And God, a special prayer that calmness would prevail today in this meeting. And we just speak your blessings over it. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor to Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Union of Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Agenda item number one, open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Before we get started, I'm glad we have a whole lot of people here today. Just a couple of things. First, a reminder, everybody gets to speak. Please don't interrupt anybody. Let's let everybody have their say. And secondly, I have a statement, and I'm going to start today with that statement. It is my hope that this will be informative and maybe help focus things a little bit. Is that good? Is that where you want it, Dan? Okay. Let me start by telling you all that I love Orange County. I want growth and prosperity for Orange County, both in the long term and the short term. I believe that Orange County has a lot to offer, so much so that I don't think we have to relegate ourselves to a passive position in economic development matters. But as I was saying, I do love our county and I want it to prosper, and I do want the Chevron project to come here. I'm certainly willing to support a deal to help make that happen. And as many of you are already aware, I have even suggested a 10-year, 100% abatement with pilot payments for this very deal on January 25th to the EDC. Of course, I believe that a deal with Chevron that directly helps our community is a good thing. I believe strongly in the principles of transparency, less government, and free enterprise. Moreover, I do not believe that these things are mutually exclusive from these deals. As long as there is room for questions, compromise, and negotiation, I believe we can come to a fair deal for both sides if we try. We can look out for the needs of our community and our citizens, while the company can get a good deal that will save them a lot of money and help us both grow together. Unfortunately, it seems like there's little desire at this time to entertain the tough questions or come to a compromise in our county. But more importantly, no matter who is right or wrong, in my opinion, Orange County can survive whatever deals are struck or external challenges that may come up. After all, we were tough enough to take on Rita, Harvey, and Ike, and we're still standing. What I do not believe we can survive is internal strife and attacks on each other. This doesn't mean we can't disagree and debate. In fact, questioning ourselves should be part of what makes us strong. But when that debate becomes argumentative or ugly, and that discussion becomes motivated by anything other than the good of Orange County, it threatens to tear us apart. I've done my best to keep this discussion about the policy through workshops and hearings, along with data over the past several months. It has still become argumentative and ugly. And no matter who said what or why, the fault for that is mine. Because in the end, I am the county judge. I would never stand in the way of progress for Orange County, nor do anything that might even be perceived that way. Therefore, in order to stop this internal fighting so that we may ensure the proper representation of the people and do what seems best for Orange County, I will resign my position as Orange County Judge effective March 19th, 2019, during the next scheduled session of this court, when it is accepted by that court per that agenda item. Because I am resigning, I do not feel that it is fair or prudent that I be involved in guiding county business or participating in votes. We will therefore take a brief recess so the notes for this meeting can be passed over and reviewed if necessary. Agenda item number one is not closed, and when court resumes, I am sure everyone who wishes to speak may still do so. I want to thank the great people of Orange County for allowing me the opportunity to serve you as best I could. We stand in recess, and we will reconvene at 10:15. I believe that clock hasn't been set forward yet.
So we were going to recess for 10 minutes. We're going to come out of recess, and so just get everybody's attention real quick. As a matter of about a 3 minute, who swore in first, who swore in second deal, I'm actually the judge pro tem in front of Mr. Trahan. So we'll go ahead and reconvene this meeting at 10:16, and we'll start with the process and kind of pick up where we left off, if everybody's good with that.
And if you would like to speak.
Yeah, I'm going to... And like I said, you know, in light of recent events, and I know a lot of folks were here to speak on the subjects that we all, you know, that everybody's here for, I still encourage you, if you want to do so. The support of this project does not change, and so I think it's good that they hear that. And so if we want, we'll pick it up from there, and then we'll move through the rest of the agenda items. And so we can start now.
Thank you, sir. My name is Clyde McKee. I was born and raised in Orange. I'm the immediate past chairman of the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce and president of the Stark Foundation. And I just want to let you all know that I'm totally in favor of having our Economic Development Corporation headed by Jessica Hill negotiate all of our tax abatements and incentives for companies coming in. We should leave it for professional management, of which Jessica Hill is very much so. I want to also state that the Stark Foundation and our founder, H.J. Lutcher Stark, was in favor of providing incentives to companies to locate here. He and J. Edgar Brown in 1946 offered land to DuPont and other chemical plants to locate here in Orange County. And we can see what the fruits of their benevolence did for Orange County. If they had not offered the land and enticed DuPont and the other chemical companies to come here, Orange County would be a far different place. And I think it's very worthwhile when the county and the other cities can offer incentives for companies to locate. Unless the United States and the world bans tax abatements and incentives, we'll put ourselves at a great disservice by not offering incentives to the maximum extent by law. Certainly when we have a huge multi-billion dollar project that may locate here, it behooves us to pull out all the incentives we can. The tax abatements are a small price to pay for decades and decades of jobs, property taxes, ad valorem taxes, and citizens residing here in Orange, Texas. Speaking of the Stark Foundation, our cultural attractions, having tens of thousands of people relocate, well, to work on our plants, and hundreds of permanent jobs, high-paying jobs, much higher than the average county wages, will help with our cultural attractions, help with people who can serve on our nonprofit boards, people who can volunteer to work in our various venues and nonprofits. It's just a win-win, and the tax abatements are repaid a thousandfold in the benefits to this community from having these firms located here. So I'm in total favor of what the county commissioners are doing as far as enticing out of county business to relocate here, and we're 100% supportive of Jessica Hill's efforts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm Roy McDonald, Mayor, City of West Orange. Honorable Commissioners, I want to speak to you as not representing all the mayors, but having not been appointed to that, but I think that what I want to say is reflective of all of their, most of their opinions, at least. I think that this opportunity to land a large industry of this magnitude of this is a very, very most important to Orange County and all of our citizens, especially to the government part of our Orange County, all of our cities. It's very important. It's important to our schools, new residents, new business. It's important to the growth of our county. And we need to do everything that's possible for us to land not only this industry, but other businesses and industry that may be coming in the future. Abatement is not a loss. Abatement is not a giveaway. Abatement is an investment in our future. And it's always repaid many times. I've never seen an abatement project that went through that wasn't a positive shot in the arm for our area. In the future, and now as well, we as citizens of our cities, as government officials of our cities and our counties, we need to be totally committed together to send the correct vibes to investors as they are looking at our communities if we want to land those investments in our future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, Commissioners. Everyone here this morning, thank you very much. My name is Robert Curry, and I'm owner of Innovative Air Solutions, and we are located in beautiful downtown Pinehurst, and I was paid to say that. kind of reflecting this morning, you know, I remember vividly riding down Front Street in the back of a 66 Impala as my mother would pick up my dad at Livingston Shipbuilding Company for a ship change. And I remember looking at all those people walking out of the plants or walking out of that shipbuilding company at the same time. And that was an impressive sight. You know, we can get there again. And in light of recent events, my statement has been chopped up a little bit, but I'd like to read from this a little bit because I still think it's important. We're standing on the threshold of possibly the largest industrial project in the history of Orange County, with numerous other projects aligned to come into our community. It's not just one, folks. It is all the projects that are going to come in with it, all the service industries, all the stores, everything that's going to follow it is tremendous. This is the break we've been looking for since I was a child riding down Front Street. This is the opportunity we have in front of us today. Each new job, temporary or permanent, is added will bounce a dollar around our community 7 or 8 times. By adding new employees, we fill our grocery stores, our gas stations, our restaurants. People will rent or buy homes. New homes will be constructed, which is good for carpenters, plumbers, AC guys, too. We have more reefer ops to service for many, many years to come. And let me say this. I am so proud of Orange County. As we look at the divisiveness that has been stirred, but when you turn around and look behind me right now, and you see the citizens of Orange County, the business leaders in this community, is united. There is a great thing that's come out of this. I think we need to stay this way. I think we need to stay focused on our future, because this future is not for us. This future is for our kids. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to address the Commissioner's Court. I am Paul Dickerson. My wife and I own the Orange Stationer, which is a small business that supports many small businesses in the greater Orange County area. I first want to publicly acknowledge that I fully support any and all tax abatement programs intended to attract new business to our area, and they should be offered to new businesses at the maximum amount allowed by law to fully compete with other areas doing the same. I can tell you firsthand that new businesses create jobs, create additional growth and jobs to businesses that support them, and ultimately build wealth in a geographic area far beyond their investment, and easily create a tax base much stronger than any abated taxes. Having worked with a national office supply company during the Motiva expansion project in Port Arthur, We saw our business nearly double in size in a three-year period. This was not by selling directly to Motiva, but by supporting all of the ancillary business created through population growth. Air conditioning businesses grew with housing starts and remodels. Restaurants expanded or started because there was a need. Several hotels were built, and occupancy rates were at capacity for years to come, and the list goes on. Our business grew as we supported the community. Employees were added. Additional services were offered. And those businesses in the community that were ready for growth did grow. I can also tell you that right now there are businesses in this county that are getting ready for growth because of the possibilities on the horizon. This is a stark comparison with the past few years where our stagnant economy and population decline caused many businesses to leave or scale back. I know this because they called me, asking us to buy their excess furniture as they left vacant office space to consolidate in larger cities. It is exciting to know that the business community is anticipating growth and expansion in their businesses if we see new businesses come to town. It is disappointing to read that there was some that would consider negotiating or gamble on our future. Tax abatements have become the norm and are at our disposal because they simply work. Every third-party research document that I've read shows that a community benefits greatly by attracting and actively recruiting new business. It would be my opinion, based on real-life experience, that we should unanimously show support for economic development in Orange County through tax abatement. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jim Wimberly. I'm an attorney. Yeah. I have an office in Jefferson County and Orange County. I've lived here my whole life. I've spoken before the Commissioner's Court in Jefferson County and other counties on multiple times. And my first time ever to have to speak over here in Orange, but I feel pretty passionate about this project and what it could bring to Orange County. I've over the last decade or more, I've seen Jefferson County grow and boom and have project and project. I see Calcasieu Parish grow and Orange County right in the middle with the same advantages getting overlooked. I am not a supporter of all abatement agreements. I'm a supporter of smart abatement agreements. And we've learned in Jefferson County, I've been on the team working with Fred Jackson, Judge Brannick, before he was Judge Brannick, working under Judge Walker, and continue to work with them where we have modified and enhanced our abatement agreements in Jefferson County over the years to where it's not just a benefit to the recipient of the tax abatement entity. It is also a benefit to the citizens and the businesses in the area, because if you draft them smartly, you can mandate hiring local contractors. You can mandate hiring local vendors. You can mandate hiring local suppliers and local labor. I was on the team for both Total and the Motiva project where we went back and every quarter we would review their participation in local and we would adjust their abatement accordingly. And those type of agreements can be beneficial, and you will see, I know everybody says trickle-down economics doesn't work, but in this case and with abatement agreements, it does. But I also believe that these entities that come to us, particularly like Chevron Phillips, they want to see unanimous support. And although, you know, it may be beneficial for a lot of folks in here that the county judge has elected to resign, I wish he had stayed and given his support fully in this matter. That's not happening, but I think it's imperative that this county and Southeast Texas unanimously support this, and I think we need to convey that to Chevron Phillips. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Kirk Rockford, City Council, City of Bridge City, business owner in the City of Bridge City, past mayor of the City of Bridge City. I love Orange County. I appreciate everything that the commissioners are doing. I appreciate Ms. Jessica Hill and the EDC and support her fully. I thank everyone here, including all the citizens and all the business owners and all the officials that have showed up here. And I guess in the end, I thank the judge for publicly bringing out what we see right here and all the support that it's brought out to show everyone that we want economic development. Thank you.
Commissioners, Judge Pro Tem, my name is Donovan Weldon, and I live in Orange County. You were elected by the people for the best interests of the people. You were elected to be leaders and steer Orange County in the right direction. As a leader, there's nothing more important than influence and how you use it. You possess the ability to influence the selection process of what industries or businesses come to Orange County. Tax abatements have worked for multiple generations. We have so much because of what so many companies have given to Orange County. Look at what Chemical Row has done and continues to do for Orange County. My grandpa, Robert Longgren, was a construction worker. One of the first plants built in Chemical Row. He raised a family, which included three kids, one of them my mom, made a home and paid taxes. Mama had six kids, who in turn raised families and had children who are now having children. And we all live in Orange County, the majority of us. We have homes, businesses, and real estate, and we pay taxes.
Yeah.
You see, my grandpa left in me a legacy, and I hope to be a man that leaves a legacy as well, and that's why I'm here. A legacy can be impacted by what you leave in us and what you leave to us. You have a chance to leave a legacy, not just for your families, but for future generations of Orange County. A large facility in Orange County would impact generations for years to come. Orange County needs growth. It has become a scene of decaying, and we have so much to offer. Please support the cause, support and cause to happen. Any major facility that would come to Orange County, I implore that you support the EDC and its efforts to bring businesses to Orange County. I ask that you support tax abatements that bring businesses to Orange County, and ask that you work diligently to leave a legacy that we can all be proud of. For my kids, for your kids, but for future generations of Orange County. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Betty Harmon, and I am the retired executive director of the Chamber of Commerce some 20 years ago. I retired 10 years ago, serving in that capacity for 21 years. I have to admit today, the Chamber and the county are responsible for this tax abatement, which was created through Judge Thibodeau and the Chamber. We're the guilty party, folks. But look at all the economic growth that has occurred during that period of time. As I look at all of these businesses here, they have all profited from tax abatement. They've all grown. They've made big businesses out of themselves. They've made businesses for their families that are all here today. And that, to me, says it all. I look at all of these. I bleed orange. I've been orange for a long time. I came here in the 50s, and I've been here ever since. I believe in the growth and development of Orange. I believe in tax abatement. I believe in the jobs that this Chevron is going to bring to our area. And I congratulate you for the stance that y'all have taken as commissioners to verify that this is a good project. Thank you so much for considering this. I'm so happy that so many people attended here today and is making this possible for us to go forward. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Relax, I miss the Belfield. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
But I came here with $36, and I owned more property than the average person here. I owned about 75 pieces of property. I'm with that, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for something else. So y'all just relax. I am upset about the garbage collectors being hit in Orange County. We need to have a law or something that'll stop people from passing the trash can, trash drivers. Now, it's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, all the rest of y'all say what you want. See, I was in Memphis, Tennessee, and I got the letter from the lady that's still staying in the Lorraine Hotel. 31 years she's been staying out on the streets protesting what has not been done. Now, I'm not going to stand on the street, but I sure in the hell will fight you. But I want to say this, that we definitely need growth in Orange. They got trees growing. I said, I'm in Tarzan land all over Orange, so many trees. But the thing that I'm really concerned about now is how we respect the garbage collectors. This is where I was 31 years ago at the Lorraine Hotel when Martin Luther King was shot down. I had been to church, so I know what it is. Now, whether y'all like what I say or not, meet me on the outside.
Hey, good morning. My name is Van Choate, and I just want to say a few things about people in the trenches, because we can talk about business and growth. I've been doing industrial catering for the last 12 to 15 years. I followed these projects from the ground up. I mean, dirt to the refinery, from Corpus to Plaquemine, and Baton Rouge, Lake Charles, the Souvenir Project, the Hackberry Project. The people in the trenches are the people that put their hat on every day to go do that job. We can talk about our businesses growing. We can talk about what it's going to do to our town. But let me tell you something. You get that billion-dollar industry in this town, whether it be Chevron and many more to come, because I welcome them. If they want to see how a town will support them, get here. Come talk to us. We will make it happen. But the people in the trenches are the reason why we can make this happen. They put their hat on. They do it safely. They get to come out and put their gas in their cars. They get to go to the restaurants. They buy their tires, their parts stores. I've seen this. I've been in Corpus when I'm in the auto parts store, and I can't hardly get in there because the people of that job, 3,000 people, on a Saturday is trying to get their stuff done. I talk to them. They're thankful to be here because they want to work too. But you know what? These industries, the big industries that come in and help Chevron and support them, they hire local. I got a thing just yesterday. I want to read to y'all because I'm very passionate about what I do. And I'm not a political guy. I'm passionate with many people here. Miss Belfield, I love you. You know that. And so I get a text just the other day. These are people in the trenches. Hey, I'm writing you this advice. Put my glasses on. I'm getting old. I'm writing you to ask for some advice or maybe some suggestions. This is about a 30-year-old lady with a little 7-year-old or 10-year-old. In about 2 months, I'll be having surgery. It's pretty major. I have to have all of my large intestine and my rectum removed, then a rectum created from my small intestine. It's a 2-part surgery with a minimum of 10 days in the hospital for each and 4 months between the two. And my question is, do you know of any company that is hiring a work-at-home position? I'm not able to drive right now after surgery. Jason is working out of town in Georgia. He's a construction worker. Her husband is in Georgia and about to be transferred to Washington. Why not Orange, Texas? That should say Orange, Texas. So we now have two households to pay for. I'm not asking for handouts, and she's not. But for some kind of suggestions is what I can do just to make a little money and repair to keep my head above waters. I have applied for Medicaid. Okay, so the deal is why can't I tell her, man, there's a function going on in downtown Orange. We're going to have 100 vendors, 5,000 people show up, just like when Sprats had them Ski Town, when they were skiing down there at the Lamar. Why can't we have those days back? We can, but we can't without an investor. Each one of you invest in each of our businesses. When you work hard for your money, you bring it in our business. We get that, and we got to do the right things with it. But why not increase all of that so I can tell that lady, bring your husband to Orange, come answer these phones because they're ringing so much, or go to Gopher, get wherever the business are. We all want to help people, but we need people to come and invest in us. So I welcome y'all business guys to do whatever y'all need to do to get them here. But I want Chevron flags flying all over town, and I want the next flag flying behind it with whose name wants to put it on there. And let's make it happen in Orange, Texas, because we need Orange to dream again. And you dream bigger than Chevron, although they are big. Let's keep dreaming big, another side by side. They're out there. Let's do it. I appreciate y'all's time. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
I actually skied in that ski show in Spreads, so that might date me a little bit. But I was 12. I wasn't much, actually much older than that. It's probably about 14.
I guess you guys all know who I am. I'm Trudy Pellerin. I digress. I understand about the abatement, but I want to go to a different subject. As a longtime citizen of Orange County, I'm appalled at the way past and present officials have lambasted our county judge in public and through social media. Others have resorted to name-calling. If you spend just 5 minutes with Judge Crooks, you will find a good man who is very well versed on the issues of our county, someone passionate about Orange County's growth, and a man who wants the taxpayers' money to be spent wisely. Some have said the judge hates industry, hates abatements, and hates Orange County. This is not only untrue, but to believe it would be ludicrous. Judge Crooks knows the whole story. You can too. Rather than talking behind his back and slandering his name, just take 5 minutes and talk to the judge personally. There's more here than what meets the eye. Judge is only one vote of five, and if the other four so strongly believe that large abatements are the answer, the judge cannot stop it with one vote. So what is the real reason for all this drama? Orange County has a lot to offer. With its pipelines, rail, air, roadways, and water, we have two rivers. Jefferson County has one, okay? With all of this, we are a prime location for any industry, and I think business would see the extra benefits of establishing a business in Orange County. But if Chevron chooses to not build here, it won't be because of the judge's single vote, but rather for the unprofessional manner in which our county has handled this whole ordeal. No. Is all this bickering worth a man's reputation?
I'm going to totally shift gears on you. My name's Alan Bristol. I'm with Texas Association of Counties. I'm here with a colleague, Kim Joyce. We're just here on a county visit. Very exciting county visit.
Good day.
Welcome to Orange County.
Yeah, well.
There are 254 counties, and y'all just made me realize why I'm glad I'm not a judge anymore. Oh, my God. It's fantastic to see all this support for economic development. But I'm here to just remind you, we are here for you. I will remind the court, you already know I am a recovering lawyer, so I was mostly a prosecutor, though. So the appointment of a judge is a court appointment, so I'm sure you guys already know that. If you need any help, call our legal department or call me. My cell number's on that card. And I wanted to make the main reason I came, and very briefly, is just to let you know about this cybersecurity training. And we'll get one of these to your IT people, but it's free. Mm-hmm. And if you can sign up by the end of the month, we pay for all the licenses. So however many licenses you need, and I've spoken with your sheriff. He's receptive to it. They're end-user driven, so mm-hmm. your people can take the training at their desk. It's 10 to 15-minute long modules, things on the sheriff's departments in particular, victims of ransomware. Most county attacks are email driven, so it's password security, email security, phishing, malware, spyware, all that kind of stuff. Your people can take it at their desk. The trainings are quarterly, so it's free. This is something our previous executive director wanted to do on his way out, and our new executive director supports wholeheartedly, so please take advantage of it. We came. One of the reasons we came here was because y'all had nobody signed up. So we just want to let you know it's available, and please use it. And if I could take a point of privilege, I'd like to get a picture of you guys, if that's okay.
Oh yeah. I guess you
want to squeeze in, or you guys?
Or do you want us to stand up?
Do y'all mind standing up?
Yeah. Whatever you need us to do, Alan.
Apparently, we're going to be sitting for a while, so standing is not going to be bad.
Y'all smile. Thank you. And thank you for your time. And it's really nice to have the public support, even if, you know, this is not a bad thing. So, yeah. Thank you.
And Alan, if you wouldn't mind staying after, because I know we have some questions. Of course, certainly with what's recently happened. Thank you. Couldn't have picked a
better day to come.
Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Paul Spence. I'm the CEO of the STI Group.
thank you all for letting me come and speak again. I also want to thank you all for the abatement that you all gave to the Jefferson Corporation, $400 million tax abatement that I think was demonstrating clearly that it works. I was the recipient of trickle-down economics of that abatement that y'all so graciously gave. My company received $268 million in contracts, of which $35 million was paid out to local labor. At the height of that project, we employed 400 people on that one project. Thank you. So, Orange County is a very important part of my business. I have four facilities within that. Currently, I have 192 people that are residents of Orange County that reside in that. So, I think we demonstrated clearly that abatements work if done effectively. Now, as it relates to the Chevron project, I'm just going to speak from the heart. I like the other speakers. My speech has been kind of rearranged, but not many opportunities come in a lifetime like this. I'm just telling you, these are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that we may not ever see. But one of the things that I have learned as it relates to dealing with Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies, we have this idea that there are these corporate raiders that all they care about is the bottom line. At the end of the day, I've dealt with a lot of them. They're everyday folks just like me and you. They get up, they go to work, they have decisions to make. They want to make the right decisions. But I have made the mistake on some occasions going in there and thinking, I'm the sole source. I've got this in the bag. I'm telling you, these guys never have one opportunity. They never have one choice. They have multiple choices. And unfortunately, sometimes you lose a deal because you rub them the wrong way. Maybe attitudes get in the way. And these everyday Joes make a decision to go somewhere else just because you rub them the wrong way. So all that being said, I implore the county to support Jessica and her efforts, and let's send a clear message. We want you in Orange County. It is one of the best opportunities that we've seen in years, and probably will not see another one like this in many years to come. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm David Jones, a co-owner of Gopher Industrial. I'm also a father, a husband, and a business owner here in Orange County. I know the impact of what industry can have on someone's life. When we first visited Orange County years ago as a guest, we were going back and forth, and there was a time that our vehicle broke down. We couldn't even pay to have it fixed. And two county residents pitched in the money and took care of me and my wife. I never forgot that. Industry brought me here, and industry would take me away some days later, but then industry would bring me back here. The second time I was here, I embraced the community. It was a short time later that industry was going to move me away, and I decided, no, I fell in love with Orange County. We started Gopher Industrial in 2004, and like any other business in Orange or around the world, it all starts small. We sold everything we had, cars, anything. Me and a business partner shared a vehicle between two families. We took every bit that we had and put it on the line. The other night, I met with about 100 other business owners just like me. Some are rooted now and successful, but every one of us started out small, out of our trucks, out of a garage, out of a shed, and was willing to sacrifice. And industry blessed us. I had to rethink what I wanted to say with the changes now, and I want to focus on what we're doing with economic development, how we treat industry partners, and the message that we send them. Jessica Hill has been a blessing to Orange County as our EDC director. I had an opportunity to work with her before she even joined our team, and I can say she's hard at work for us. Her, along with Ida Sasso, back in August, put on an industry exchange where ExxonMobil, Dow DuPont, Temple Inland, and Jefferson Energies would participate and engage with our community like none before. It was a success, and they have continued to do so. Jessica would come in later that year with $5 billion worth of work in the pipeline, and today it's even more. She had to reduce her budget by 25%. She had to go over line item by line on what she was doing. Jessica Hill does not work on her own independently. She reports to a board. And on that board, all the voting members are put there through some type of election process. She's not doing this alone. She is a representation of what the people want. And we want growth. Later on in September, y'all, the Commissioner's Court would fund EDC $375,000, down from what it used to be. You can't give a salesperson or a business development person a car and a set of keys and half a tank of gas and tell them to go bring $5 billion worth of business here. We have to fund it. It's like giving EDC or a fireman a fire truck, the keys and some gas, but you don't get them the water and the hose and tell them to go put a fire out. We need to fund it, and we need to fund it more. A lot of times people want to pull back in marketing and business because that's the easiest thing to do. Well, we just need to pull back on marketing because we can cut that out. And in business, I've learned that's the last thing that you cut. We have to market more, and y'all have support of that, commissioners, and we appreciate that. I just encourage you, as the next budget comes around, to look at what we can do more and to reinforce the initiatives that she has and close more deals. The abatements are working. I was here in January when Mark Viator came and presented the Commissioner's Court, and there was a few checks that totaled around $4 million. Over the course of the abatement so far, they've put in $12 million back into Orange County, not to mention the industry around here that supported that project. Over couple hundred million dollars, and Gopher Industrial actually was a recipient of some of that business as it trickled down. We hire local. All but one of our employees resides in Orange County. We have spent millions and millions of dollars over the years in payroll. These people buy houses here. They have kids that go to school here. They buy cars here. I went and looked. Gopher Industrial has done business with 200 other businesses in Orange County. That's a lot. From donuts to where we get our clothes done, to the bank that we bank at, we keep it local. And these abatements allow for that economic development. Recently, we had a discussion on the reinvestment zone for Jefferson, and you commissioners supported that initiative so that we continue to position Jefferson to go to negotiate with the drainage district to bring even more expansion. I've seen the drawings firsthand. I want to keep it positive. And we need to send our industry friends a message that we are open for business. We want you here. I sat in the room the other night with over 100 businesses that understand abatements, and they agree and support it. Let's bring the next $5 or $10 billion, and let's see what else that's going to happen. Over the course of these abatements, there's hundreds of millions of dollars that will go back into our economy. Schools will have new tax revenue. They're not in here. An abatement doesn't mean that they're tax exempt and don't pay any taxes. They pay taxes on the inventory that they have. They send money into the schools. Schools, districts pick up from housing development, new students. So you have ADA funds that come in, and on and on and on. Orange County is ready and open for business, and the court supports that. And we want to send industry a message, bring it on, bring it on. We are ready for you. We want you here. And we're looking forward to making Orange the best place in Texas. Thank you.
David, I think you left out, we're on the right side of Texas.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. I wanted to bring a new perspective to light that I feel.
Your name, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Dallin Jones. I wanted to bring a new perspective to light that I feel often gets dismissed a little bit in these discussions with businesses and negotiations. My name is Dallin Jones, like I previously stated. I'm a longtime resident of Orange, a Little Cypress Marie School graduate, a leader among my peers, and a current sophomore student at Texas A&M University.
Sorry,
I'm here today, like many others, to speak in support. I'm here today to speak in support of the tax abatements and fully supporting the Economic Development Corporation and Ms. Jessie Hill. Not only because she's an Aggie, I promise. I've lived here my entire life, other than moving off for a few years with my family. We lived in Houston for years, but we ultimately came back for industry. My dad and his business partner founded Gopher Industrial over 14 years ago and has been the single biggest blessing in not only my life, but definitely my family's life. I owe much of everything I know and love today to that company. I promise you that. Firsthand, I've seen how our economy, through economic development, has been able to reinvest into this community, similar to the ways that Jefferson Energies has been able to do. And I, for one, am incredibly grateful for their investment into our community and into our economy. The message that we send to industry partners, other businesses, is not only extremely important, such as Chevron Phillips, but it's also important to the message that you send to people like me. Okay? Obviously, my message has changed a lot today, but I'm going to keep it positive. Being a young adult, moving away, it's hard. It's a challenge. But I promise you, I stay very involved in the happenings of Orange County every single day. I read KOGT just like the rest of you. I keep up with the Orange Leader, whatever it takes to know what's going on, because it's important to me. Okay? Me and my dad probably talk on a daily basis, mostly about business, just because that's what I love. But it always stays positive. He's always positive no matter what. We want to see people who invest in our future leading at the forefront, like Ms. Jessica Hill, and all of you who have voted in favor of fully supporting the Economic Development Corporation. These projects and deals have been in the works for years, to my understanding, and I would hate to see us lose an opportunity like this. I want to end by saying I fully support any and all projects in Orange County that will help grow and expand our economy. We must do everything in our power to ensure that we have the best chance possible of winning these companies over, including tax abatements, if that's what it takes. Because if we don't, someone else will. And if you're confused on the investment that you're investing in, right here. I'm the investment. Everybody my age is the investment. Everyone in this room is
okay,
an investment.
I see.
And I promise you, this is not a deal we can lose. It's not. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Johnny, I'm glad he lives in your precinct. He's going to be running for office.
A proud example of my precinct. Right
there you go.
He's still got to graduate.
That's it. Anybody else?
I think I'll make it simple. Corp received a blessing today. It's a message that they can send to any business.
I'm sorry, state your name. I'm sorry, before you.
Hello, I'm Daniel Roberts.
Thank you.
I think the Corp's received a blessing today. A message they can send to any business that wants to come to Orange. Welcome to Orange, where businesses work together to grow together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mark Saunier, and I own Coastal Industrial Services, and I fully support 100% tax abatement. I was one of the recipients through STI, through the Jefferson tax abatement, and it helped me grow my business. And we employ a lot of Orange County people. We try and employ as many people as we can that are local that want to work, and I fully support it. So please bring it on.
Bring it on.
Anybody else? Sure, this is your chance.
My name is Chuck Peterson. I'm from Orange, Texas. My family came here in the early 1900s. I have one thing to say. There were some officials way back when, county, city, whatever, that said no to a company that wanted to come in here and do a water park on Interstate 10, south and east of 62. They wanted the water, is all they asked. That official said no. What bothers me is Orange can't see the forest for the trees. Instead of giving them that water park would be here today. That's probably 10 years ago. This company that wants to come here with this land that's already acquired, whatever. 100 years from now, guys, when you're gone and your kids are sitting up and they're gone, and Orange is still here, like DuPont, 1935. All the land we've got in Orangefield, look how we could end up being as big as Houston. We could be as big as Port Arthur and all the other places got all these plants that were. We just got a handful now. But we get Chevron here. How many other people are going to come for years? And everything that everybody said in here trickles down. Didn't only sit here repeating everything. Everybody's got problems. And y'all know. I mean, even if some of you are acting. This long, man. Mustang. Make it work. Sorry about that, Don. But anyway, y'all, seriously, it's not today. It's not tomorrow. It's later. I mean, that water park, don't tell what we would have. And I know Ms. Houseman and all these other real estate people would love to get rid of that land. And so you guys, and that's all I ask. And if y'all want to come see me at the Beaumont South Texas State Fair while I'm here, got all your attention. I've been there 34 years. You walk in the archway gate, like here to the front door, about 50 feet. Crawfish sausage, crawfish boudin, deer sausage, alligator. But I missed a lot of ladies, and they don't like alligator. They don't want crawfish, so I missed all those sales. So this year, March, next week, March. Shrimp sausage. And then next year, the 34th, 5th year, I'm going to come out with a Chuck's, I hadn't called it out what yet, but it's going to be Chuck's Log, best I can say. Patience.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Oh, I see her coming.
Hello, my name is Debbie Hughes. I'm with American Real Estate, originally Jerry Hughes Realty. We've been in business here in this community for over 41 years, and all the things that have been said today have been amazing. We see a little bit of a different perspective with these plants that are here. We are the ones, all the realtors in the area, that bring these people in to this little bitty town on the edge of the Sabine River, and they may be coming from anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world. They come to our area. We show them around, and they see and they learn not only what it is to live in a small town, but it's all about the people, guys. It's about every person in this room. It's about all the things that we offer. It's about the Stark Foundation venues. It's about the businesses. And the scaredest I think I have ever been was the morning after Ike, when all of our plants were flooded. And I thought, what would this town be without all of those businesses out there? Listen to all the things that y'all have said today. How would we cope if they left? It would not be pretty for Orange County. I think Jessica Hill is doing an amazing job. Yes. I think the commissioners, I want to thank you. It has been a rough couple of months here going on. I know that y'all have dealt with a lot. But for what we see, when we transfer people in, you know, they only stay 3 to 4 years, right? They leave. I have never, not one time, ever said to them, well, what did you think about living in Orange County, and then not say, it's a great place to live. The people here are great. The businesses here are great, and they were very supportive of us. Look at the number of people that came in with DuPont. Look at the number of people with Chevron that are still here. They came in as plant managers, and they never left. They're still here supporting our community. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I was shocked this morning. I'm not going to lie, but I want to say thank you for everything that y'all do for Orange County, and we're here to support all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Trahan.
Wow, that's a pretty good. First of all, thanks to everyone who came out and spoke today. It's clear all the passion you have for Orange, and I share that with you. I often get asked how Trahan ended up in Texas. And how I ended up in Texas is my papa went to work for Consolidated Steel. So people have come for jobs for years, and they'll continue to come here for jobs. You know, we lived when I was very young. We lived in Riverside for a while, like a lot of folks here, and then we moved out to nicer neighborhoods, and in some cases not so nicer neighborhoods. But we moved out. I worked for Livingston, so I guess I'm really old. So I worked for Livingston toward the end, and there were a lot of people working out there. And when you talk about a shift change, there was a lot of people working out there, and a lot of money flowing through our economy. And that's what happens is industry drives jobs. They drive rooftops. Rooftops drive retail. So when we start getting new industry in here, we get jobs. We get people to spend money everywhere. And we've heard everybody talk about where they spend money. They spend money on everything. Anything that you need, they need. So they're spending money everywhere. And then eventually we get enough new rooftops. These retail that we all scream that we want in our town start looking. And now we have enough people with some income that attracts them. So that's what it's all about. When you grow, it's about growing this community so that we get some of the things that we want in this community. And so I feel really good about, I'm not down on the future of Orange at all. I feel great about the future of Orange. Have for a while. And so, you know, we're right between Lake Charles and it was a matter of time before we finally started clicking in, and it's starting to happen. But we've got to do everything we can to make sure that we keep this momentum going. And to echo what Debbie said is that I've been in Kiwanis and Rotary and Lions, and every time somebody gets transferred out, that's one thing they always say is how great the people of Orange are. I mean, it happens every time. They talk about how great the people are here and how they hate to leave this community. This is a good place to live. This is where I've raised my kids. It's where my kids are going to raise their grandkids. Hopefully they're here now. Hopefully they stay here. And that's another key is with Dallin. Hopefully we'll have a place that he can come back to Orange County and go to work. And we lose a lot of our kids that can't come back here because there's not jobs for them. Right. So we've got to create these jobs so our kids come back and they stay in our community, because that's what I'd like to see. So that's all.
Mr. Beecham.
Well, I think a lot has been said today. I don't think there's much left for me to say, even though I like to talk a lot. I do think that this room has been a positive room today. I think people have been very courteous. I think people have been caring. I can see all of that. But mainly I see the passion for Orange County. And I feel it and I see it. And it's in our hearts. I am a fourth generation Orangeite. So I go back probably further than any of you do. We're not going to talk about my age, but besides for that. I went to school here. I can remember when I was in elementary school, and DuPont was building all those DuPont houses over on Burton and those areas over there. And many of my friends lived over there. We lived in Roselawn. When I was born, we lived in Navy Park. So that's where we came from there. But it was all Orange was moving. It was on the move. Well, I feel some lubrication here going, and we're going to be on the move again. And I truly believe that. And I think that one thing that hasn't been mentioned that keeps coming to my mind is Lamar Orange is fabulous. It is fantastic. And it is training more students every year for job, for people to be able to enlarge and our workforce. Because 12 years ago, one of our problems was we didn't have a workforce. We didn't have people to work that were trained to work. Now we're getting there. And they are adding every year. And you all, when I drive by Lamar Orange, I am just burst with pride. I think it's wonderful. And just like Tad said, the Stark Foundation, the museum, the house, the theater. The theater is absolutely, people drive from Lake Charles, I know, and I know Beaumont, and I think further than that, to come when we have a show here. And we just have all this to offer, but we've got to have jobs for people to actually move here and love Orange like we love Orange. So I thank you all for being here today.
Wow, when you go last or next to last, not a whole lot to say. I appreciate all the business owners and citizens coming out, and I also want to recognize our city representatives that came. Mm-hmm. I have said several times I do not believe this county can go forward without the incorporated cities, and I don't believe the incorporated cities can go forward without the cities. So, good. Again, thank y'all for coming out. We have mayors, city council, election. You know, the one thing the lady that mentioned, it's been a rough couple of months, lady. Yes, it has. The one thing positive out of the day, the door's open for us to come together and move forward and put our best foot forward in a positive manner. I think you're seeing it. I think that's the message we have to go forward with. I would like to thank STI. I'm from the west side of the county. He is correct. Jefferson has been a huge impact, especially on our side. This project that we're all talking today is so large, it's going to be a huge impact all the way on the west side. Let's just come together, put more of a positive message out, and I think our future is bright.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, I want to say that first, thank you to everybody that came out. You know, I don't think any of us expected to happen what happened, but it's where we are. I will assure you that you have, in cities, in your schools, and up there on this court, you have good leadership in place. We will move forward. We know the importance of this project. We know the importance of any project that follows it. I have said multiple times that, and I truly mean this, I'm not worried about me. I've made kind of a good career and a good life out of this community. Thank you very much. But I want to make it for my kids and my grandkids and their kids above them and your kids and grandkids. And I think that's what we're all trying to do here. I think we're all trying to get to the same place. We have so much to offer here. It's been said multiple times. We have, you know, great river, rail, interstate. We have great schools. We have a great sheriff's department. We have a great community that comes together and protects us and makes sure that we can move forward and we can have a safe community to live in. Are we going to experience growing pains with this? Absolutely. I welcome them. Okay? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And just like any other community who does, if this looks for growth, and that's where we've got to be. There's going to be probably a turbulent couple of weeks here, okay, because mm-hmm. we got to figure out what we got to do and what's the move to do it. But there's definitely going to be leadership step up, and that's what we're going to do. I will tell you, I have always listened to what the constituents that put me in this office have asked me to do. That's why I think all of us sitting here and all of us sitting out there stood our ground so much, because we were all asked to do a job and to move this county forward. It's important that we move this county forward. It's important that we put ourselves in the game and we keep ourselves in the game. And I think that's where we're all trying to get to. I'm proud, as every single one of you are, to live in Orange County. I worked for a career in private work for 32 years and multiple times turned down promotion after promotion to other communities where I probably could have moved off and made far more money. But I wanted to raise my kids here. I wanted to grow here. I wanted to live here because I like what this town has to offer. I think we all do. Again, thank you. I think you have the support. But I would like to leave one last note because, look, when we sit at these jobs and we get elected to office, it's hard, okay? We all know it when we go in it. All of you that's been elected out there know it's hard, but it's also hard on your families. Your wife or husband, your kids didn't run for this job. You did. And so let's be very cautious, please, moving forward, because Judge Crooks, as he stands today, is still the judge until next week. He's got a family that lives here, and it's painful, okay? It's painful. You know, he's... I'm sure that what's going through his mind and his, you know, soul searching that he had to do to make the decision he made today was a painful one for him. You know, for whatever reason, we were on different sides of the fence of things. But that we need to be positive. We do not need to tear a man down. I mean, I wish Ms. Pellegrin was still here. I don't think any of us want to do that. We certainly don't want to do that and hurt his family because his family goes to school here. You know, he's got a son at A&M. Whoop, because we love Aggies, right? But his, you know, and his wife, they live here. So let's be cautious of that as we move forward with our social media and stuff, because I'm sure it's going to blow up all over the place. But let's please, I just ask you, let's take the high road. This is a great community. Let's make sure that that message stays forward. Let's make sure that companies, any company, large or small, any family that wants to move here, okay, because I've said this a couple of times, but these kind of projects out there are so big that they help. If you own just a home, you're not a business owner. This is important to you because it's going to affect your taxes, okay? It's going to affect it in a positive way. So let's please make sure that we keep that message positive, that we make sure that everybody out there understands. I don't think any of us, this is where we wanted to be, okay? But it's where we're at, and I promise you we're going to put our best foot forward, and we're going to move this county forward as we need to do. We have a great support system with you. And with all the elected officials, with the cities and the schools and everybody here to make sure that we can continue to move Orange County forward and we can continue to grow Orange County. And so I thank you very much. And that's kind of the end of the comment period, but that's what I had to say. So thank you.
Can I let the members take a five-minute break? Can we recommend to take a five-minute break to, for those that choose to leave? And
yeah, if you want to, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back in court. We're going to take a break at 11:17, and we'll come back and then continue the regular session of the court. So thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and reconvene court at 11:32. We're going to be back in for the regular court session. Commissioner's Court. So first on the agenda, discussion and possible action authorizing the county treasurer to process payroll for pay period ending March 10th, 2019, including all supporting payroll liabilities and garnishment orders. Christy Corey, county treasurer.
Let's get everybody paid.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
Okay.
I have one and four. Commissioner one.
Eight.
Two.
Aye.
Three, aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes.
Do we need to note that the judge is not here, or has that already been taken care of?
I think that should be noted already. But we can say that again.
Just note that there's a 4-0 vote. The reason we have a 4-0 vote is the judge is not present.
Gotcha.
Discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Comptroller of Public Accounts in the amount of $397,310.60. These funds represent the half-cent sales tax, sales and use allocation for the month of January 2019, and have been credited to the general operating fund. Again, Ms. Corey.
That was what I was going to ask you. Was this down or up from...
It was down 35,000.
35,000, okay.
I think for the year we're a little bit down.
Well, for the whole
that
year.
That would make sense after following Harvey last
yes.
year.
Oh, yeah, because everybody was replacing right. this right. time of year.
I make a motion.
A motion by four.
I second.
Seconded by two. Commissioner one.
Three.
Mr. two.
Aye.
Three, aye.
Aye.
Four, aye. All right. Item 4, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. $21,652.83 to UTMB from the general fund 001-111-54235 for contract payment due February 2019. Also, $1,150 to Memorial Funeral Home from the general fund 001-111-54290 for indigent funeral expenses. And any further?
Yes, we have the schedule of bills by fund and department. Fund 1, the general fund, $210,051.69. Fund 2, road and bridge, $3,414.11. Fund 3, mosquito control, $4,264.73. Fund 6, adult probation, $1,293.22. 34, the airport, $151.47. And other funds, $3,313.93. For a total payables of $222,489.15.
I move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Second.
I have a motion by 1, second by 4. Commissioner 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
3. Aye.
Aye.
4. Aye. Motion passes. And item 5, discussion and possible action allowing the county clerk's office to use restricted funds to purchase a Fujitsu scanner. The cost is $860 and will be purchased from line item 040-926-5999. Ms. Robertson, County Clerk.
Well, I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know if this was budgeted.
The purchase of this item was not budgeted, but we have a certain amount of those restricted funds that we can spend throughout the year.
Okay.
We're going to spend on, so we have to come before court anytime we want to spend.
And this is something you need, so it needs to be spent.
This is a line item transfer within your budget.
It's in your restricted
budget. It's in restricted.
The funds are there.
Yes.
So,
and under restricted funds, they get to choose and decide what they spend out of.
Okay.
Commissioner Goody, I know you work extensively on the budget. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk on restricted funds. Is this like an item, if we do spend out of that, we have to replace it come next year's budget?
Yes, it goes back. Their restricted funds is replaced by their service and fees that they have, and it will be replaced through that. That is one of the funds, much like the Sheriff's Department's fund that they have, that they get to choose that, and they get to direct that.
No, I was just asking because I know there's different types of restricted funds.
Yeah. This doesn't come from the general fund. It comes through their services and fees.
Do we want to replace this one? So moved.
Second.
Motion by 1, second by 4. Commissioner 1.
Aye.
Mr. 2.
Aye.
Mr. 3. Aye. Commissioner 4.
Aye. I waited for you.
I know. I saw that you waited. I'm going to jump ahead. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a resolution of Orange County, Texas, requesting the Texas legislature amend the Texas Tax Code Chapter 352 to allow Orange County to use hotel tax revenue for a pavilion. So it was sent in by Jessica Hill on my behalf, and thank you for that. What this is about, and I'll let Jessica follow up on any of this, hotel and hot tax funds, as we all know it, but hotel use funds has to be used for certain items and things within the community as far as mainly heads and beds events. That's all it can be used for. The city of Orange has recently approved a bond issue on their behalf to be able to build a pavilion project out at the boat ramp area. It was approved by their city council. One of the things that we want to do as a county, because we use that facility a whole lot, everybody in the county uses that facility a whole lot, was we wanted to partner with them and be able to help fund that through the use of our hot tax funds that we have at the county. That action takes designation through the legislature to be designated as a special projects county is the terminology kind of what they're for. Jessica probably correct me on that. But it takes a Senate legislation, a legislation through the deal. So Senator Nichols has actually filed a bill on our behalf for that to get us that designation, but he wanted support, resolutions of support from all the cities and the communities that it affects, through the hot tax funds. And so that's what this is about. And Jessica, if you want to elaborate on that anymore, you're more than welcome to.
Well, I think what's important is to understand what the funds that the county is wanting to commit to the project will be used for. So like Commissioner Gauthier stated, The City of Orange has committed, I believe, $800,000 to building a pavilion at the boat ramp. And the county is looking to participate to outfit some infrastructure around that facility, including fencing, sidewalks, that type of infrastructure to secure the site so that we can host paid events and charge admission to those events.
Oh, good. Okay.
I believe the legislation specifically reads that the dollar amount is $100,000, no more than $100,000 from our current hotel occupancy tax funds. Contingency funds that we have in that budget, and it can only be used for in a period of 2 years. So there's a bracketed legislation for a dollar amount as well as the length of time that we'll be able to utilize those funds without going back to the legislature and asking for this type of designation again.
Good. Well, I guess it would also include like aprons around that facility?
Potentially.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically what we're doing is they're building a pavilion, and we're asking to use some of our hot tax to benefit events that we put on that do put heads in beds.
Correct.
That the whole county takes part in. So it would be like fences?
Fencing, sidewalks is
sidewalks,
kind of the envision of it.
You know, what about any kind of landscaping?
We'll work with the City of Orange to determine how those funds will be best utilized.
Okay.
Their initial project vision was the pavilion itself and the land and the structure around that, and then what we want to participate in is being able to help complete that structure, not the structure itself, but as much as the fencing and the sidewalks around it, to have a complete package sooner than later.
And making it look good.
So,
one other question, is this specific to this location?
The legislation is specific to this location.
To Orange County. It is The request is in for the pavilion, but it actually, once the designation is made as a special project county, we can actually use it for something else that would come up. If we so desired, we would have to go back to that step. Mm-hmm. But it's mainly the resolution of allowing them to designate us as that county.
Okay.
I make a motion.
Okay, well, I'm going to read the resolution first.
Are you going to read it?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. A resolution of Orange County, Texas, requesting the Texas legislature amend Texas Tax Code Chapter 352 to allow Orange County to use hotel tax revenue for a pavilion. Whereas Orange County desires to participate in the construction of an outdoor pavilion to be used by tourists attending music and arts performances, and whereas Orange County has determined that such a pavilion will become a significant tourist attraction and further grow economic activity in the area, and whereas Orange County now requests the Texas legislature amend Texas Tax Chapter 352 so that the county may use county hotel occupancy tax revenue to equip a pavilion venue to include structure and grounds improvement owned by a governmental entity that is primarily used for events attended by tourists and hotel guests and which have substantial economic activity at hotels within the county. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Orange County Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, that this 13th day of March 2019, that the Commissioners Court, Section 1, that the Commissioners Court adopt the findings and recital set forth in the preamble of this resolution, Section 2, the county requests and supports the passage of legislation during the 86th regular session of the Texas Legislature 2019 to amend Texas Tax Chapter 352 so that the county may use county hotel occupancy tax revenue to construct and equip a pavilion owned by a governmental entity that is primarily used for events attended by tourists and hotel guests and which have substantial economic activity at hotels within the county.
Now I'll make a motion. We approve the resolution in support of legislation that would amend Chapter 352.
I second that.
Okay, motion by 4, seconded by 2. Commissioner 1?
Aye.
Commissioner 2?
Aye.
3, aye. 4?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. All right, moving on to number 5, discussion and possible action regarding the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for a national flood insurance program for various county-owned buildings located within special flood hazard areas. Ms. Cassidy with the purchasing agent.
And this will be the yearly flood insurance for the county. Go out for proposals.
So you do go out for bids on this. Who has it right now?
Matt
Pergon. Oh, okay.
So moved.
Okay, motion by one.
Second.
Seconded by two. Commissioner one. Two.
Aye.
Three. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. All right. Discussion and possible action regarding allowing the selection of a committee to review and score the RFPs for the National Flood Insurance Program. Connie Cassidy, purchasing agent.
And previously, the committees were Missy Pillsbury, Joel, and Kurt. And any other recommendations of Kurt? I mean, Kurt Wilson?
Yeah. I mean, that's been your past committee before. Have you talked to those to see if they would serve again?
Yeah, and they're good.
Okay.
But, you know, that's three people. You all want anyone else?
We'd have to go to two. And if we're going to have 20 more, you have to have an odd number, right? So.
Y'all look for three? I mean,
I'm good with three. I mean, if you want more, you don't have to have an odd number because they're grading, so it's whatever the total score is.
Joel Arnold. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm good with that if you're good with that.
I'm good with it.
Okay.
Right. I'll make a motion to accept that.
A motion by two.
Thanks.
Seconded by four. Commissioner one.
Three.
Two.
Aye.
Three. Aye. Four.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Patrick, so you need to pass that out of the side. That actually concludes. Before we go into adjournment, our next item would be adjournment, but I'm going to ask if we can, our legal counsel, if we can go into a closed session due to the recent events with the judge, so we can discuss our personnel policies and things that we probably may need to do. Can we possibly do that for a short time?
Today, no.
I just noticed we don't have that.
I didn't know if we could do it due to any emergency situations that arise like that. So does that allow us to do that?
I am not aware of anything that allows us to go into closed session for an emergency. We can go into closed session on any published issue, but because that came in the public comments section.
Like the city, we had 551.073 legal consultation with attorney.
Right, and we don't have anything like that today,
the bottom of our agenda.
So what do we do? Like have a workshop?
We'll get back with you whenever. Yes. Exactly.
We have some short discussions here quickly about that I'm going to meet with.
I can meet with personnel and one of you.
Right. No, exactly.
And then we can put it on the agenda to have a closed session next week.
We have our TAC representatives here, so I think we're going to do that in Lori's office immediately. Following the adjournment.
It was very convenient they were here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Can all of us go in?
No.
No.
Just two of us.
Only one, really.
Well, two.
Two could go.
Well, two could go. Yeah, I'm going to go and whoever else. Again.
Okay,
second.
Motion to adjourn by one, seconded by four.
Do you read that for your opinion?
Commissioner one.
Aye.
There's two. There's three. Aye. Four. Aye. Pass 4-0. Court is adjourned at 11:47.